Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Don't talk about what he's done. We just want to talk about just who he is. If we could worship God in this place on one accord just for the simple fact of who God is. Someone ought to be excited about that. Somebody ought to be willing to do something that they don't necessarily feel like doing. Just because of who God is. Amen. Amen. Psalm 30. Psalm 30. You'll find it in the first division of the book of Psalms. Psalms 30. We read verses 1 through 5 earlier. We had to tack on 5 because there's no way you can get all the way down to 4 and not go ahead and add 5 on in there. Once you have it, would you say amen? Psalm 30, verse 1 through 5. It reads. Give a few more seconds. Psalms 30, verse 1 through 5. It reads, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father God, first and foremost, again, God, we say thank you. Thank you, God, again, for this time and this moment that you've allowed us to be here. God, we need you this morning, Father. We need you always and ask, God, that you would show up in this place. Lord, help us, Father God, to prepare ourselves, our hearts, our minds, to receive your word. And once we've received it, Father God, to not only be hearers, but to be doers as well. Continue to bless us, Father, that we would be blessed. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. May be seated. Last Sunday, y'all, what we talk about last Sunday? Worship, worship, worship. Can anybody tell me something about worship? What are the three S's we talked about in worship last Sunday? Sacrifice, surrender, and strength. Boy, that's something just to hear young folk calling out all the stuff. Amen, amen. Worship, worship. Anybody remember the definition of worship? Anybody write down the definition of worship, what we said worship was? Reverence and adoration. Something that you would show reverence to. Something that you would show your love based upon your adoration for it. Amen? And so that's what worship is when we talk about, as a believer, as we worship God. We reverence the simple fact that he's God. We're not looking at anything he's done. We're not looking at anything he's worked out for us. We're just worshiping him simply because of who he is. And because of who he is, we love him. We love him. We reverence him because he created all things. We love him. We reverence him because he made a way that we would be saved. Just simply because of who he is. That's his nature. Today we're going to continue with from last week and dealing with worship, and we're going to talk about praise. Because what we explained last week is that although worship and praise a lot of time is looked at as separate things, they're both things that actually have more stuff in common than they have things that actually separate us. So just as we did on last Sunday, I needed someone to look up the definition of worship. I want somebody to pull out your phone. You might already have your phone out with scripture, but to look up the definition of praise. Look up the definition of praise. Blue, okay? Definition of praise. Who's got it? Elena has it. Definition of praise. You look like you was a kid in school going,
Definition of praise, verb, express warm approval or admiration of. Synonyms could be commend, express, admiration, applaud, pay tribute, eulogize, compliment, congratulate. Do you want the noun?
Mm-hmm.
The noun version of praise, the expression of approval or admiration for someone or something. Synonyms, approval, acclamation, acclaim.
Thank you. There's action with praise. Not only is there action with praise, when action happens with praise, it's something that somebody else sees. In church, we always look at praise as somebody standing up and clapping their hands and dancing and doing all those things. And those are forms of praise. A question to everyone. Is praise easy? Is praise easy? It's easy? Then if praise is so easy, why do people have to be pumped up and primed to praise? So I ask again, is praise easy? Here in verse 30, I could have used so many other different scriptures to talk about praise. But I think here it showed everything that I felt as though God was sharing with me to share with you here in verse 30. This is a psalm, a song, a dedication. This comes from David. I don't know how it might be titled in your Bible, but in my Bible, this particular area is titled, The Lord My Helper. It says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Thou hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I have cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Verse 3, O Lord, thou hast brought me up, my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Here in this particular area of the Bible, David was in a depressed state. He wasn't feeling well. Anybody ever been depressed? When you're depressed, you don't really feel like. Depression, I've heard, has been described as folk don't feel like getting up out of the bed. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to deal with nobody else. They don't want nobody else to be around. And they sort of fall into their own pity party of, woe is me. David was here, and David said, I got to get out of this funk. I got to get out of this. There's three things that I want to talk to you today that deals with praise, that I want to show you how praise can change your life. I don't know. Maybe you're at a point in your life where you don't want anything changed and you want to stay where you are. If that's you, that's fine. You can choose to do that. But is there anybody here that wants more out of their life? Did they like to see some things change? Did you like to see some things happen differently? Well, I'm going to share with you the secret to how you get that done. And it's done through praise. First of all, H is the first thing we want to talk about. Because we want to talk about being healed. Being healed. Praise, through your praise, you can be healed. You can be healed. You can be healed through your praise simply by putting, allowing yourself to be put in a situation that you do something that you wouldn't normally do. That you do something that you don't necessarily feel like doing. Because to be very, very honest with you, this morning I didn't feel like. This morning I might have failed the test. This morning I allowed things to get up under my skin that when I look back over it, I really shouldn't have allowed it to bother me. And so it threw off my whole morning. It threw off my whole morning, even in walking in here to the church this morning, folk could still see it on my face. And so I might have failed the test. But I kept pressing and said, you know what, know what? I'm going to press on through. I'm going to, even though I might not feel like it, I'm going to press on through. You have three things that make you up. Your flesh, your soul, and your spirit. Your flesh, your soul, and your spirit. Your flesh is just what it is. It wants to please itself, no matter how that goes down. You know you didn't need that extra piece of cake. You know you didn't need to do that. You know you didn't. But the flesh says, I just want to please myself. And so however that is, I'm going to please myself. Your soul more or less boils down to your feelings of who you are. Your feelings and your soul sort of, but your spirit is a gift from God. Your spirit is the God that dwells within inside of you. Your spirit is what actually connects to Him. And so when our flesh and our soul doesn't want to line up with our spirit, that's where we find where the scripture says there's always a battle going on between the flesh and the spirit. There's always something happening inside of us. And that's the fight for us to fight. That you have to go ahead and allow this to be a fight where you actually take your soul and just throw it to the side, your feeling about it, and you say, you know what? I'm going to press myself anyway to go ahead and do it. Praise. Praise. We see here that as David was talking, David starts to talk about how he's feeling. But then in verse 2 he says, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Thou hast healed me. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. That sounds very simple, right? I cry unto God, and as I cry unto God, God heals me. Would you turn with me to Psalm 103? I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Some folk might think that to be a literal cry. A literal cry. And it could be. Tears could be coming down your face and all that other kind of stuff. But when you find yourself in a place to say, you know what, praise isn't what I really feel like I want to do. This isn't really what I want to get into. You press yourself. And in pressing yourself, you start to remind yourself of actually who God is. And not only of who God is, but what God's done. Because we said worship just deals with simply the fact of who He is. But once we get in a place of praise, we got to start to call out what it is God has done. Amen? Psalm 103. Psalm 103 says, and here's David talking again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. David said, everything I got, I need to bless the Lord. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. David says, now I'm reminding myself of just who God is. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth the mouth with good things so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment. for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, the acts of the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our transgressions from us. Like the father that pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourish. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as kept his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth all over. Bless the Lord, all these angels that exalt, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all the works and all the places for his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. David says in this psalm, he starts to call out the things that only God can do. Only God can remove your transgressions. Only God can separate from the east. Only God can give mercy and grace. Only God can do these things. And so what David did, he said, let me start to actually call out. I don't feel like it, but let me start to actually look at my situation. And in my situation, start to call out. Yours might sound differently. Yours might sound something like this. Bless the Lord, all my soul, for how he has delivered me from all of my mess. When I didn't know when I was going to get my next plate from, God still provided food for me. When I didn't know where I was going to sleep at night, God still provided a roof over my head. When I felt as though I didn't have nothing, God, you still showed up and gave me everything that I need. And yet and still you blessed me with what I wanted. God, when I didn't even know how it was going to turn out, you still made it turn out for me. Not only did you bless me, God, but the oil that ran down my head, you blessed my children as well. You've blessed my family. You've given me favor. Wherever I walk into, God, you already got it straightened out. Where the enemy thought he was going to take me out, God, you actually use it to lift me up. Whatever it is, your testimony is, that's what you have to start to do to call out so that you would allow yourself to be in a position of praise. I don't feel like praising him when I'm down. And so what is the enemy going to constantly do? He's going to constantly try to keep you down. He's going to constantly try to whisper in your ear. He's going to constantly try to say something that would get you in a place to where you don't feel like worship. Go ahead, stay out, hang out all night so you don't even feel like going to church the next day. Go ahead, allow this to happen, allow this to get in your way so that you don't even feel like preaching. So you don't even want to go. This is how the enemy operates. But for healing to come place, to come to place, praise has to take place. Praise has to take place. There's a living testimony. Y'all see her every Sunday. That through her mess, through what the doctor said, oh, it was it, and majority of folk will go ahead and write it off, she kept on praising God anyhow. She kept on praising God anyhow. And as she continued to praise God, God continued to work it out. H, healing, healing. Not only is there healing, but in praise, there's deliverance. There's deliverance. There's deliverance. Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, let's go back and look at Psalm 30, deliverance. Verse number 3 says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Deliverance. Deliverance. Amen? Deliverance. And so, as we see this, David is saying, you brought up my soul from the grave, thou hast kept me alive, that I didn't go down to the pit. You delivered me. You delivered me. You delivered me through praise. Through praise. Praise not only causes healing, but praise causes deliverance. Why would praise cause deliverance? I believe it's over in Psalm 22. I believe it's over in Psalm 22. verse number 3. Psalm 22, verse number 3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Thou art holy. You've heard me say it before. God inhabits the praises of his people. And so when you can get together, when you can go ahead and say, let me throw aside how I feel. Let me go ahead and throw aside how it looks. Let me go ahead and take all the other things that would keep me from doing this and throw it aside. And let me just go ahead and praise God through the process. Not only does healing take place, but there's deliverance there. There's deliverance there. I challenge you to try it. I challenge you to try, whenever you find yourself in a place that you don't want to be, to go ahead and break out in praise. Do you ever notice what song does? You ever notice what music does? You ever been riding in the car, and I don't care whatever it is that's your thing, but you ever listen to a song, and as you ride in the car and you listen to the song, it'll change your whole mood? I remember being a little boy, and every Saturday we got up. What we had to do, Curtis? What we had to do every Saturday we got up? Clean up. I heard somebody say it. Who said that? Clean up. Clean up. Every Saturday, and it wasn't a straighten up. It was a clean up. It was, if the house didn't smell like pine sol, something was wrong. It was a clean up. It was a, no, you didn't wipe around the stuff on the coffee table. You took everything off the coffee table. You wiped the whole coffee table back. And as you put stuff back on it, you wiped it off while you put it back on the table. Is there anybody else that grew up with Saturday mornings? Amen. My father, my mother and father are not here today. I wish they were. But my father was a truck driver. And so my dad would come home. He'd be gone all week long, driving back and forth to California. He'd be gone all week long, and he'd come back on the weekends. And he'd come back on Saturday. Could always tell how his weekend was going to be based upon the music. Come on, somebody. Based upon the music that was being played. If he came in the house and mama had on some good old R&B and all that other kind of stuff, he was good to go. What's that woman? But if he came in and my mama was playing Millie Jackson, it wasn't going to turn out good for him. Y'all Google Millie Jackson for those that don't know. Amen. Amen. But music, this is what music does. You might even find yourself sometime at work saying, you know what, I just need to get out of here, go to lunch, and play a little bit of music in the car while I go get something and watch it change up everything. You might find yourself sitting at your desk. Me, I find myself a lot of times sitting at my desk. And I have my headphones on. Where's Tabby at? Tabby will come by and see me. I have my headphones on, looking like, are you on the phone, are you? No, I'm just playing something sweet in my ear. Because it'll change your whole attitude. Just as though music can do that, that's what praise can. Praise will change all of that up. And will actually deliver you out of mess. Scripture, we just read scripture that says God inhabits the praises of his people. You don't have to be in church to praise God. You can be anywhere and break out into praise and watch and see. Here's the challenge. Everybody else got challenges on social media. I challenge you. Next time you find yourself in a bad area, turn on some stuff and start praising God. And watch and see if you won't be delivered out of that mess. Praise brings forth healing. I don't know, anybody need to be healed? Brings forth deliverance. I don't know, anybody needs to be delivered? Lastly, brings forth victory. Victory. I believe it's over in Chronicles. You can write this down. I'm not going to go there and read it. But I believe it's over in Chronicles. Chronicles chapter 20, where it talks about how God commanded, verse 21, 22, talks about how God commanded that the people, before they actually went into battle, would praise him. I believe the way it was set up is that the army was set up was that the praisers would go first. That don't make sense, does it? We in a battle. We in a fight. You putting people in the front of the line to sing? It seemed like somebody in the front of the line ought to have a sword or a gun. Well, didn't have guns back then. A sword, a spear, a rock, or something. But you put singers out in front. The Bible describes that they won the war based upon the praises. Praise brings forth victory in your life. I'm praising God. Why am I praising God? I'm praising God because I know who He is through my worship already. But I'm praising God now. I'm starting to look back at what He's done, of how He's worked it out. And yeah, I might have some bad stuff going on now, but He's delivered me from it each and every single time. He's worked it out for me each and every single time. And now I'm just thinking about the goodness of God. I have an adoration for Him. I admire Him. Oh my God. I start to, and I can't contain it. It has to come out. And so whether it be through singing, or whether it be through dance, or whether it be through clapping my hands, or whether it be through my testimony, whether it be through me opening up my mouth, I'm praising God over what He's done in my life. And even as I'm praising Him, the very praise, the very thing that He's given me, the very situation that He's allowed me to go through so that I would have a praise, each and every single time I praise Him, He's still healing me. Each and every single time I praise Him, He's still delivering me. Each and every single time I praise Him, He's giving me even more victories. He's actually making me victorious over battles that I ain't even got into yet, based upon the fact that I'm praising Him now. He's healing me over diseases that I've not even contracted yet, based upon how I praise Him now. He's delivering me from addictions and mess and issues that I don't even know that I got, because I'm praising Him now. Why would I not praise Him? Why would I not get past my feelings and yet say, I'm willing to clap my hands. I'm tired. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to praise Him anyhow. You don't understand what I've been through. You don't know what I had to go through just to get here, but I'm going to praise Him anyhow, because I got stuff going on and I don't want to deal with it. I want to be delivered from it. Scripture just said He inhabits the praises of the people. If He inhabits the praises of the people, I need to praise Him, because God, I need You right now. I need You with every step that I make, with every decision that comes before me, with every situation in my life. God, I need You there. And so I choose to praise You. I don't feel like it, but I choose to praise You. It might not, my situation might not look at you, might find somebody, why would they be praising God? Because they choose to praise God. It's the very situation itself. If you're sitting in here today and you're the head of a household and you wouldn't be the one that's willing to praise God, don't get mad when your family goes through. Don't get mad when your wife gets an attitude. Don't get mad when your children act out if you're not willing to praise God, because it starts with you. God made you the head of the house, so you ought to be the one willing to praise Him. And for those that are sitting there and their spouse is ahead and they're not praising, don't you get mad at your spouse for not praising, because maybe he might need to see you praise God. You get up. You start praising Him. You start doing what it is that you're supposed to do, because we were all created to praise God. We were all created to do so. A part of praise is your obedience to His word and doing what it is He's called us to do. If you can go ahead and line up and get where you need to be, watch God start to work every single thing out in your life. Not only will He work it out for you, but if He inhabits the praises of His people and He's blessing you because you're praising, and He's going to bless your household. He's going to bless your co-workers. He's going to bless everything around you. And so now that when you walk into the place, you ain't got to worry about that drama no more, because you know your praise is what God is using to keep it going. Through your praise. But you have to be willing to make the choice to praise Him in spite of. It's hard to praise God when you don't know how it's going to turn out. It's hard to praise God when you're hurting. Whether it be a mental thing, whether it be a physical, it's hard to pray. It's hard to praise God when you're upset. It's hard to praise God when you're angry. It's hard to praise God when you done worked all week and now you get this check and you look at this check and you go, What am I supposed to do with this? It's hard to praise him when all that kind of stuff is happening. But you know what makes it easier? When you done worked all week, you get that check, you get the bills, you look at the check, you look at the bills, you say, this don't add up. It don't add up. I ain't got enough over here to pay what's going on over here. But here goes the praise. When I just say, well, Lord, we're just going to let it do what it do. I'm going to be obedient to you. And we're going to let it do what it do. And I'm going to go ahead and pay this. And I'm going to go ahead and take care of this. And I'm going to do all these things I'm supposed to do. I'm a standing testimony right now that I done had plenty of checks that ain't added up to the bills of 5 kids and a wife. And all I did is I took the check and I went ahead and I said, well, they need what they need. I need to pay what they need to do, and I need to do what I need to do. And in the process of doing it, I can't tell you how it did it, but everything was paid. Everything was taken care of. I have a testimony that I've gone to the mailbox and there was a check sitting in the mailbox. I have the testimony that somebody that I didn't even know was willing to stand in line and turn around and say, don't worry about it, I got that for you. I have a testimony that I didn't know how I was going to eat that day, but then somebody came up and said, let me go ahead and get you lunch. It's just how that works out. That's God. That's how he does what he does. Every single time. And so I want to implore you today that just as though David was depressed and just as though he was going through, he says, in spite of it all, God, I'm still going to praise you. God, I'm still going to clap my hands. God, I'm still going to wave my hand. God, I'm still going to do whatever it is I need to do because I know that you are who you say that you are. I know that you wouldn't leave me here without there being something else in store. And so even when I don't feel like it, this is the reason that I'm here. I don't know why you came to church this morning. I don't know what was on your mind. There's something else you could have been doing. You didn't have to be here. I'm sure every single one of us can think of something else they could have been doing rather than being here today. But you chose to come. And if you chose to come, why not praise him anyhow? There's healing through your praise. There's deliverance through your praise. And there's victory through your praise. Amen. There are so many scriptures that you can look through this Bible. You just that, pull up Google, Google praise. Scriptures on praise. You're going to have hundreds of scriptures on praise. I want to let you know that for you to sometimes, not sometimes, for you to go to the next level of what God wants you to do, you're going to have to understand what worship and praise is. Not only are you going to have an understanding of it, but you're going to have to be willing to act on it. You're going to have to be willing to act on it. There's a lot of folk. They got a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of things that's in this world that is designed specifically to pull you down. Whether it's based upon your checking account, the color of your skin, the texture of your hair, your education, whatever it is. This world now that we live in is siloed. And it says, oh, if you're black, you belong in this silo. Oh, if you're poor, you belong in this silo. Oh, if you don't have education, you belong in this silo. Oh, if you don't, this is the world we live in. Worship and praise is where it's at. Now, you can spend the next 20 years coming to church and sitting like a bump on the log all you want to. Because if you if you're here at LFB, I'm never going to pump and prime you to praise God. I'm never going to pump and prime you to worship God. I'm going to do my best to give you the truth, and the choice is going to be yours. But just as I told you today, healing, deliverance, and victory lies in praise. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. And so it's personal decision time. Amen. Personal decision time. If after listening to anything that's happened here today, whether it be through testimony, whether it